Welcome back to Well, That's Interesting. Of course humans would make dolphins a military asset addition.
Oh my God, of course. Of course they would. They yes. would weaponize mm-hmm. adorable
yes.
sea bananas.
That's right. Those sea bananas.
Sea bananas.
Those.
They look like bananas.
Today is episode 093. Let's talk about these dolphins for a minute.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm here for it. Tell me whatever you want.
Okay, I will. I will definitely do that. I'm Jill Chacha, and I'm with the very open-minded Marissa Riley.
That's me. I'm here. I'm into dolphins. That sounds gross.
That is. This is your first time listening. Welcome to the flock.
Welcome.
Dr. Riley here comes in cold and learns everything in real time, just like you.
It's true. I had no idea what we were going to talk about today. And now that I do, I'm worried.
Yes.
I'm worried.
Yeah,
weaponizing
mm-hmm.
sea animals.
Oh, yeah.
Not my favorite thing to do. On a, you know, Wednesday. Yeah. Today's a Wednesday. Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday. It's happening as we speak.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Hand in face at a minute 28. That's new record.
Heaven forbid we, like, feed people or, like, cure something.
What nonsense are you talking
about? I know, right? It's so un-American. I should be asked to leave. I should be murdered by a dolphin. Yes.
I'll keep that in mind, by the way.
Oh, will do. Yes. Will do.
Yes, my friends, today is dedicated to an animal that's too smart for its own good.
Yeah.
The dolphin.
Yeah.
Now, call them what you will. Awe-inspiring, witty, mischievous, charismatic, a borderline asshole.
Yeah.
Your conclusion was probably made, in part, thanks to their intelligence.
Oh.
Yeah. So, today we've got two stories about our dolphin. About our dolphin friends.
A dolphin friend.
We've got two stories of them. In the first half of the show, well, there were some people that took a look at these creatures and thought, you know what? They'd be great for the military.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the second half of the show, it'll be a bit more peaceful.
Oh.
In fact, it'll be truly relatable because a researcher has documented dolphins self-medicating to take care of their skin ailments. That's pretty neat.
That's so relatable.
Yeah.
I just put so much shout out to hyaluronic acid on my face, which sounds scary, but it's actually not. Your face already produces it. Your skin already produces it.
There
so you're
go.
Just adding more. I'm going to stop talking. Tell me more about dolphins.
You're giving it a little bit of a boost.
Yeah, a little quench, a little moisture.
Yum.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Anyways.
Okay, so should we begin?
We absolutely should.
All right,
should.
And to do so, we need to pack some bags and bring our finest swimwear because we're heading on over to the Bangor Submarine Base.
My.
Yes. Yep, you heard me. The Bangor Submarine Base.
Oh, my God.
It gets better on Hood Canal.
So, I mean, Hood
guys.
And canal are two words used to describe parts
mm-hmm.
of...
Not dolphins.
No. Something quite a few of us have. So,
now where in the holy hell is this in terms of place on the earth? Don't worry, I got you. Everyone, please picture Washington State.
What?
Yeah, just tucked away in the northwest corner of the good old U.S. of A.
Yeah.
Now, point to its very northwest corner, and you got yourself Seattle.
Oh.
All right, now brace yourself because we're still heading west.
Okay.
Just to the west of Seattle is a U.S. naval base called Kitsap.
Cute. That sounds like a kid's toy.
It does. And a part of it is that submarine base overlooking a canal called Hood Canal.
Yeah, I'm only going to think of a clitoris every time you
say it. Yeah.
I had to say it.
I know.
I had to say it.
Let it out. So, Dr. Marissa, please tell us what's happening on this base, which happens to be a wee 20 miles from Seattle, as reported by the headline of a 2015 BusinessInsider.com article.
I would love to talk about it. All right. here we go. Military dolphins help defend the world's largest stockpile of nuclear weapons.
Mm.
That's the thing.
Yep.
That's the headline.
It is.
I mean, that's... I'm going to give an opinion. The last time we recorded, I was like, I have so many opinions. Let me know if it's too much, but I have an opinion. My opinion is I don't like it.
It doesn't seem right.
It seems wrong. Do they even know? They're incredibly smart, but it's really hard to use human English to explain to a dolphin the critical job they have. Mm. And what a terrible position to put them in.
I know.
They just want to do flips and have sex or something. I don't know what dolphins do all
mostly,
day.
It's mostly just
I think that's what they do.
Weird, weird ocean sex. That's what they're here for.
And let them. let them. So few of us get to have weird, weird ocean sex. Right. And they have it down to a T, apparently.
Well, I guess we'd never say those words. Military dolphins defend world's largest stockpile. But yes, my friends, the United States has somewhere between 4,000 and 6,000 nuclear warheads, and a whopping 25% or so of that arsenal is assigned to the Bangor submarine base.
So. First of all, how alarming. Just how alarming that number. Also, I thought you were going to say 4,000 to 6,000 dolphins guarding the warheads. And I was like, oh my God, they've really gone far with this. But nope, it's just warheads.
It's just warheads. But we do have a hefty amount of dolphins. We'll get into it.
Okay.
We do have a small army of dolphins, actually.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Did like a 12-year-old boy think of this after like watching James Bond or something? I don't...
We'll get into where this came from, too, so don't worry.
I feel like this is an Austin Powers thing.
Oh, I'm going to make a reference.
Oh, okay. Sharks with lasers.
Oh, yeah. You bet I'm going to bring that up.
Yep.
So if you're in Seattle, take a peek out your window and say hello, because it's really only 20 miles away.
Oh, my.
So many of you probably have some questions.
Yeah.
Like, what and how and whose idea was this?
Yeah.
They're all great. I think we should get into it.
Yes.
So... Navy spokesman Chris Haley told Business Insider that the U.S. has been using dolphins to defend the waters around the base since May 2010.
Oh, my God.
But the history of using sea mammals is a long one.
Oh.
All right. Put a pin in that.
Okay. So
before we get into that, let's take a peek into how these dolphins are trained and what they're meant to do. So for a moment, we'll have to leave our dear base and head on down to the Navy Marine Mammal Program at the Space and Naval Warfare Systems Command, or also known as SPA War for short.
SPA War.
SPA War.
I don't even want to get into that, but how weird and hilarious that is. But sure.
We are at SPA War in San Diego, California. Lauren Sukin, a journalist for the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. Do you remember that online journal?
I think so.
Yeah, they handle the Doomsday Clock.
Yes, our friends.
Awesome. They are so fucking killer.
So amazing.
Please check out the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. They're incredible.
You'll be stressed.
Yeah.
In a fun way.
they're even more stressed, I'm sure.
Oh my God.
Lauren, she wrote an incredible article about this program, and the intro of that article, it provides a fantastic visual revealing some of the training.
Oh my God, so, I'm so excited.
Dr. Marissa, would you like to take turns reporting from the March 2022 article, How Dolphins Protect the U.S. Nuclear Arsenal?
Ugh, nothing would make me happier. All right, beginning this quote. Quote, afloat in a gray inflatable dinghy, U.S. Navy sailors scan the surf, awaiting the return of their crew member. After a few minutes, a slick gray snout pokes through the water as the mammal whistles hello and pokes a signifier, a ball, bell, or other small object, alerting the team of a suspicious discovery.
Mm. The trainers then hand over a plastic buoy, and their colleague, a dolphin, flashes its curved tail before disappearing into the murky water. After the dolphin attaches the buoy to the find, he gobbles a silvery fish and revels in the trainer's congratulatory pats.
Continuing the quote, behind him, a buoy bobs just above the waves, marking the way for the Navy divers as they swim down to retrieve a mine or other danger this ocean water dog just sniffed out. Mm. End quote.
That's right.
It's very, this is a job.
Mm.
I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
It's kind of cute. It's kind of...
Yeah, this is a very innocent, very important job.
Yeah.
Just like you have dogs.
I was going to say, this reminds me of like a sheepdog or like a truffle pig or like something that really isn't that terrible.
Right.
They're getting food. Mm-hmm. They're doing something they might have already been kind of doing. Seems nice, like a nice relationship. I'm sure what's to come is not going to be so nice.
Yeah, that's a little, you know, no pun intended. It's a little murky.
Podcast over.
I'll leave. Okay. So, yes, my friends, as we speak, fully trained dolphins named K-Dog, Kahili, and Makai are patrolling the waters off Kitsap and Kings Bay Naval Submarine Base in Georgia on the opposite coast. I'm not sure how many warheads are there, but we're talking about San Diego.
Yeah.
Anyway, about 85 other bottlenose dolphins are in the midst of gaining their degrees in mine clearance to undersea surveillance.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You okay?
they're swimming around mines. That's so scary.
It's scary. With guidance and fish-filled positive reinforcement, our dolphin friends are learning to use their echolocation to protect our sweet, sweet weapons.
Oh my God.
Quote, dolphins don't speak with their mouths, but instead emit clicking noises by pushing air through phonic lips connected to their nasal passages. The sounds are then focused through their fatty, rounded foreheads, aptly called melons.
Aww. Okay, I have to say, this is so cool. This is beyond cool. I don't like that these gorgeous animals are swimming around mines, which blow up. But this is very cool.
It is. We will expand.
Okay.
Okay. Continuing the quote, this process creates sounds with different frequencies and waveforms, allowing them to gather detailed information about their surroundings and search the seafloor for threats like mines, booby traps, and enemy divers.
Oh, shit.
With their stupendous sonar, dolphins can tell a round object from a square one and a hollow one from a solid one. They surpass the most sophisticated man-made sonar in distinguishing between similarly shaped natural and man-made objects. End quote. From thebulletin.org.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That we can't make a machine that does quite what they do.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Ed, this is his last name, Ed Budzina.
Oh, no. Ed.
I'm sorry,
Ed. I'm so sorry. That was a tough one on the playground.
Yeah. So, Ed, a spokesman for Spa War. I can't. The names today, man.
It's
the names.
It's killing me.
Ed confirmed with Business Insider, telling them the reason they're used is that they have abilities that are unmatched still by anything man-made. End quote.
Why don't they just... I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of wish they would make like a man-made things that they could leave the dolphins alone. Why am I so obsessed with dolphins? Because they're awesome? I don't know. Tell me more.
Yeah. There's been a lot of conflict, internal conflict, the last couple of recordings.
I know.
So, if you're like me, your ears probably perked up when the words enemy divers was said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're probably wondering if these animals actually engage in combat.
Oh, my God, stop it.
Like having freaking laser beams attached to their
heads. Yes! Yes!
We all know. Well, like I said, Dr. Marissa, we were going to get into it. Please tell us what a few Spa War spokespeople have told Business Insider back in 2015.
Oh my God, let's talk about it. All right, SpaWare spokesman Jim Fallon wrote in an email, quote, the Navy has never trained marine mammals to harm humans, period, exclamation point. Clayton Swanson, a dolphin handler who worked in the Navy program between 2003 and 2005, said dolphins are, and I quote, equipped with a bite plate that holds a shackle that the dolphins can use to disable an intruder. They just hit the person in the leg and it attaches around their leg and they can't pull it off until it sends a float up. Mm. End quote.
Yeah.
Okay, so he said that they've never trained the mammals to harm humans, period. But they did. Yes, am I getting that right? Am I missing a key word or something?
There are dolphins that can arrest people. They can, with shackles.
With shackles.
Yeah.
They're equipped with shackles.
Yes.
They can use to hurt people.
Yeah, like basically tie them up and send them to the top of the... to the surface so they can, yeah.
So Jim lied.
So Jim...
And Clayton didn't.
I love this little, like, I get to see the illustrations. Who lied? Jim? It's like, anyway.
Or Clayton.
Oh, my God. So because there's some engagement, this has led to a shit ton of persistent rumors about the program.
Uh-huh.
Navy SEAL Brandon Webb wrote in his memoir that some of his training, he's a Navy SEAL,
uh-huh.
some of his training included how to evade military dolphins because he was told that bite plate is equipped with a needle filled with compressed gas.
Oh my God.
Quote, once the dolphin has tracked you down, it butts you. The needle shoots out and pokes you, creating an embolism. End quote. So that's what he was told. Supposedly.
But I mean, like, that's not like a rumor anyone pulled out of their ass. Like, that's clearly like something a scientist and an engineer developed for dolphin.
I mean, it's not surprising if it's true, because please have a listen to our bonus episode with Beyond Reproach or episode 056, because the guy... some shit happens.
Oh my God.
Some shit happens.
Stuff happens, so, y'all.
Either way, we can confirm. All right, get this.
Okay.
Quote, five dolphins protected U.S. sailors in the Cam Ranh Bay in the Vietnam War.
Oh.
Six dolphins escorted Kuwaiti oil tankers through the Persian Gulf in the late 1980s. And nine were assigned in March 2003 to clear Iraq's Qusair Harbor.
Wow.
The dolphins helped U.S. coalition forces neutralize more than 100 threats and reopen Qusair to shipping traffic just 1 week after the Iraq war began, end quote, because we needed that sweet, sweet oil to flow.
Okay, I will say this is incredibly cool. This is, I mean, it's so cool that they are capable... It's so cool that they can do that, but I hate it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
hate it. But that's so interesting.
Yeah.
But it's so bad. Am I right? Like,
yeah, I mean, because like those words like protected, cleared, neutralized, they're so vague.
Yeah.
And it could mean anything.
It could mean anything.
What were they really doing? What these... animals.
So, yeah. How many died for our country?
Oh, you know, I did read something, and apparently a lot of them are totally fine.
Really?
So, yeah, I think, yeah.
It's because they're so smart.
It's because they're smart. They're like, I'm out of here.
They're so smart. So, they left.
They know when to leave.
I wonder once they realize, like, what's going on, they either are like, you know what, I'll stick around and see what's going to happen, or they just disappear.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what, I'm smart enough to squeeze out of this tank or whatever.
This Persian Gulf is pretty large. I can just get the fuck out of here.
Bye.
So let's answer. I mean, I guess, like I said, those words are very vague, so you can define them as you wish. So... Rewind. Let's answer that last question that's probably on your mind.
Yes.
How the hell did this all start?
Yeah, what the fuck?
So, Dr. Marissa, do tell us. Did you hear that? Did you hear what came out of my face? Please please tell us, in which wacky time period was the idea born?
Nothing would make me happier. Ladies, gentlemen, everyone, people, it was the Cold War.
Yeah.
That makes total sense. Quote, the program first started in 1960 when the Navy studied Nadi, a female Pacific white-sided dolphin. The Navy hoped to study the dolphin's biomechanics and then use its findings for developing faster torpedoes. But quickly the focus changed to covert training, according to NBC, end quote, and that is from Business Insider.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they were...
Yeah.
They were just impressed.
Yeah, they're like, fuck torpedoes.
Fuck torpedoes. Let's use the actual dolphin.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, anything went in the Cold War, man.
Yes, what a time.
Could you imagine going to your boss and just going, listen, dolphins.
And they were high on speed and like 20 other pills that they were told were vitamins. And they were drunk. And they were like, for sure, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But in a very different accent.
Yeah. Or maybe that one.
I don't know how much amphetamines they had that day.
So I'm happy to report the U.S. is not alone in using our aquatic friends. Oh. Dr. Marissa, which other country do you reckon has dolphins currently deployed?
Russia, maybe China. That's right,
my friends, Russia. Right at the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February, satellite images taken by the U.S. company Maxar and analyzed by the nonprofit military association U.S. Naval Institute showed that two dolphin pens were placed at the entrance to Sevastopol Harbor, located at the southern tip of Crimea.
Holy shit.
Crimea, of course, was stolen slash annexed by Russia in 2014. The area is considered a major port and of vital military importance, so it's no coincidence Crimea was taken.
Yeah.
This invasion was a long time coming and now involves dolphins. So what a world.
Oh my God. You know it's bad when your invasion involves dolphins.
That's right.
Oh my God. It's terrible.
It's terrible all around.
Has anyone done anything to like stop it? I guess not, because it's like governments.
No, we use it. They use it. Everybody's got a dolphin.
I don't. Because I'm awesome. I don't need one. Probably do need like a dolphin assistant.
Aww.
But I can live without it. And if I had a dolphin, I wouldn't. Yes. I just wouldn't.
Yeah, you don't need it. No one needs one.
No.
Leave them alone. They're having weird ocean sex.
Exactly. Good for them. Right. Let them have their orgies.
Yes. After the break. Less war and way more self-care.
Love it.
That's right. Dolphins have learned how to self-medicate and it's awesome.
Of course they have.
Right. Stay tuned.
Please do.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon slash spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Hey everyone, Jill Chacha here from Well That's Interesting, and I am absolutely thrilled to tell you about Spotify for Podcasters. I use it, I love it, and it all started by downloading the free Spotify for Podcasters app, which has all the tools you need in one place to record and edit your masterpiece of a podcast. Spotify for Podcasters also distributes your show to all major platforms, so when you hit publish, your episodes will stream not only on Spotify, but I'm talking about the Apples, the Googles, Stitcher, Good Pods, the other ones. You get the idea. And you can monetize your podcast with no minimum listenership required. You could also set up monthly subscriptions and record ads just like this one. So what are you waiting for? Download Spotify for Podcasters today and start changing the world. Oh, and please, stay interesting. And we're back.
We are so back.
We're so back. And my friends, if you have skin, you've probably experienced a skin ailment at one point or another.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Creams, exfoliants, face masks, lotions, ornaments?
Ornaments!
Ointments. The list of what humans conjure up to cure and prevent what ails us is pretty much endless.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we've got options, to say the least.
Too many.
And it turns out we're not the only ones with a skincare routine.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited about this.
I know. All right. Let's hop into our Wayback Machine to 2009.
You got it.
And brace yourself, because we're scuba diving in the gorgeous waters of the Northern Red Sea.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Now, where is this? Don't worry. I got you. Everyone, imagine Egypt.
You got it.
Okay. And to the east, you'll see a body of water, and voila, there is the Red Sea.
That was easy.
It's so easy. And it's home to a number of equally gorgeous creatures, including coral reef and Indo-Pacific bottlenose dolphins.
Oh, it sounds fancy.
Very fancy. Now, it was here at this time when Angela Ziltner,
nailed it,
a wildlife biologist at the University of Zurich, saw the following take place right before her eyes.
Oh.
Dr. Marissa, I'd like to show you a few seconds of a couple of videos.
Oh my God, yes! Mm. I would love a video.
Okay,
yes,
now
please
tell us who you see and what they're doing. I'll have some screenshots of the action on our social media stuffs, so please come on by and take a look at these dolphins self-medicating.
Yes.
But if any member of the flock wants to watch along, all you got to do is search for the Cell.com article, Evidence That Indo-Pacific Bottlenose Dolphins Self-Medicate with Invertebrates in Coral Reefs.
Ugh.
Woo!
Ah!
All right. Dr. Marissa, are you ready for the first video?
I was born ready.
Okay. And here we go.
Okay. I see two dolphins. They are underwater, swimming around some coral. They're really cute. Okay. And it has some friends here and there. Oh! Mm. Pause. Oh. I just saw that.
Hi.
Okay, so, here another one's doing it too. Okay, so one of them kind of nuzzled its way down into a very particularly like a hairy kind of coral reef, like a very flexible kind that looks like a bunch of little pipe cleaners all kind of wisping around. And it kind of nuzzled its little bottlenose into all the pipe cleaner coral reefs, and then it kind of went away. And then the one right behind it, the next dolphin, is doing the same thing, much like how you would exfoliate your face with some kind of cloth or scrub.
There you go. Here is that same sponge you were it's an animal. Sorry. I'm just naming shit.
Coral. Yeah. Coral? Am I right?
Same damn coral. Here's a video of the same coral and a little bit more of the dolphin action.
Okay. All right. So far, I just see the coral and a dolphin in the background. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, it looks so good. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're all coming in for it. Okay. It sounds like we're watching porn, but we're not. We're watching something so cute. Also, dolphins always look like they're kind of like pleasantly smiling. But one of the dolphins kind of like twisted over onto its back and then scrubbed its whole from head to back fin.
There you go.
On one of these. And then the next one scrubbed like its whole stomach area, the bottom part of itself,
it
on one of these.
A little bit more of a deep clean.
A deep clean.
A little bit more of a deep clean.
Yes.
And speaking of which, let's take a look at this one. I scrolled all the way down, and this one's a little bit more intense. Dr.
Ooh.
Marissa, what's happening here?
Let's see. Okay. Oh, my. Okay, so here I see chunks of, like, almost... Oh, whoa. Okay, pause.
Yeah.
So this time they're doing a similar thing. They're kind of brushing their bodies against like a live piece of coral, except this kind is not these sort of gentle pipe cleanery strands like the other one. It almost looks like a rock
yeah.
that is probably porous, but it still moves around a little bit. It's still a little flexible, but it's much denser.
Yeah. It looks like a sponge.
Yeah, like if you went to Whole Foods and you went to get like one of those sea sponges that you use in the shower, it's what it looks like.
Looks just like that.
They're just like us.
That's right, my friend. Going to Whole Foods.
They're going to Whole Foods. That's
right. My friends, 13 years ago, Zeltener and her team saw dolphins queuing up nose to tail around selective coral and rubbing their cute little faces or bodies on them.
Oh my God, it's so cute.
Yeah. Quote, I hadn't seen this coral rubbing behavior described before, and it was clear that the dolphins knew exactly which coral they wanted to use, Zeltener told EurekaAlert.org. I thought there must be a reason, end quote.
They want to feel gorgeous.
That's right.
Right? They want to exfoliate the dead skin cells or whatever their equivalent is so they can look all nice and cute.
That's right.
For themselves and each other.
That's right. For their weird sex, ocean sex.
Oh, yeah.
That's
for their
dates.
Their dates. That's quotes.
So, Dr. Marissa, please tell us the first steps taken by the research team to solve this mystery.
I would love to talk about it. All right, from the May 19th press release at Eureka Alert. From the May 19th press release at EurekaAlert.org, quote, it took some time to earn the trust of the pod. I love that. Mm-hmm. Which she was able to do in part because these dolphins weren't fazed by the large bubbles released by the diving tanks and were habituated towards the divers. Quote, some dolphins, like spinner dolphins in the southern Egyptian Red Sea, are shyer regarding bubbles. Mm-hmm. Oh, she says, once the pod allowed her to visit them regularly, she and her colleagues were able to identify and sample the corals that the dolphins were rubbing on. And quote, this is like the cutest thing we've ever talked about.
That's pretty
that
cute.
They're like, okay. And also they're called pods of dolphins.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna die. Because we're a pod. They're a pod.
Oh, God.
I know.
We're leaving.
I'm just gonna fall apart. Oh, my God. Anyway, tell me more about these pods.
So, my friends, after earning their trust and tagging along, the team took note. Out of all the coral along the seafloor, the dolphins favored three.
I love it.
A stringy, bushy-looking one, like the one you pointed out.
Pipe cleaners.
Yeah, that's right. It's called a Gregorian coral.
Oh.
Another that's kind of resembled a human brain. This one is called a leather coral. And finally, just as you saw in that last video, they were all over a classic sponge.
Classic sponge. They know their stuff.
That's right. Researchers also saw that when these coral were agitated, their tiny polyps secreted a kind of mucus stuff.
What?
And if that sounds exciting to you, you're not alone. Zeltener was fucking thrilled and collected samples.
Oh my God, is it moisturizing? Is it moisturizer?
Yeah.
Oh! I'm shaking, Jill. She's shaking like a piece of fucking moisturizer coral right now. Oh, I'm so excited.
Dr. Marissa, please tell us, what did Gertrude Morlock, an analytical chemist and food scientist, and her team find after breaking it all down on a molecular level?
I mean, nothing would make me happier than to talk more about this forever and ever. Okay, quote, they found 17 active metabolites with antibacterial, antioxidative, hormonal, and toxic activities.
Mm-hmm.
The discovery of these bioactive compounds led the team to believe that the mucus of the corals and sponges is serving to regulate the dolphin skin's microbiome and treat infections. End quote from the press release. Oh,
yes,
so smart. They're taking care of their microbiome.
Yeah, that's right.
I forgot what that is, but it's so cute.
It's like the acid you put on your face earlier today.
They're just like me.
Oh my God. Yes, my friends, there you have it. These dolphins have their own spa treatment / pharmacy / skincare routine. And guess what? It gets even cuter.
Oh my God, I can't handle it.
That's right. The team also documented the moment calves in the pod learned how to use these coral. Yeah.
I'm only screaming this episode. I'm dying. Oh, tell me everything.
Oh my God. From the study published on Cell.com, quote, the more sensitive calves, aged under 1 year, have not been observed engaging in the group rubbing on these particular organisms. Instead, they watch the adults doing the rubbing, which is not a sex thing we were talking about.
Right. We're talking about skin stuff.
Yeah. As they start to become integrated into the group event, the calves carefully rub themselves on the substrate by touching it with certain body parts quickly. This would imply that the behavior and any potential knowledge about the effects of the bioactive compounds is not innate, but acquired through processes of social learning and therefore socially transmitted to the next generations. End quote.
It's just so cute. It's so cute that they try it out after watching.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, like, it's like us sticking our toe in the ocean when we're kids. Like, it's too much.
That's so cute.
So, what a big day for those little calves.
What a big day for me.
So, if you're ever down, and there's a lot to be shit-faced angry over these days.
Yeah.
Just remind yourself that a baby dolphin somewhere in the world is learning how to take care of itself.
Don't forget to be like those baby dolphins and take care of yourself.
God damn it.
Mask. Drink tea. Whatever people do. Eat a burrito.
That's right.
Rub against some coral.
That's right. Rub the burrito on yourself.
Rub the burrito all over head to toe.
That's right. Do it with other people.
Yeah.
Like the dolphins do.
Teach your kids.
Teach your kids. The end.
The end. Right. Best episode ever.
Thank you for listening, rating, subscribing, telling your friends that dolphins are protecting our nuclear arsenal, and God knows what happens when they decide to not do that anymore. So, and the exfoliating, that's cute too.
Yeah, that's the best.
That's great. And
I was just going to say, I hope they all leave their posts just to go exfoliate together.
Exactly. I want to watch that movie where they all leave to like exfoliate and then shit hits the fan.
Yeah. And they're too busy at the spa.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
So. Oh, and please stay interesting.
Please do.